بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال: أفلا المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Continuing with our lessons with regard to how to improve our salah and bring our salah to that level that we can communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw from the mercies and treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're busy with the second sabak, that is, after we have completed all the various conditions of salah, and now we have entered into salah, how Allah ta'ala has given us this great honor to be present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now to be in communion and to be directly talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we completed basically the meaning of Surah Fatiha, the basic tarjuma, and the meaning of Surah Ikhlas, that is Kul Huwallahu Ahad. That was the bayan of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Ismail Shaheed Rahmatul Ali. Further, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatul Ali gives a brief explanation here with regard to what we have did in sabak number 2. He says further, namaz shuru karne se pehle, pehle wali sharte guzista sabak pe bayan ho chuke. He says, as far as the conditions of namaz which we have learned already, how a person should prepare himself, do your istinja properly, your wuzu, etc. Prepare yourself in whose court I am going, with all the proper etiquettes, adabs, see that our clothing, etc. is properly, enter the masjid, the house, the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala properly. All that we have discussed in the previous sabak, and thus a person should be keeping in mind all the time. And a person should be practicing upon this, then a person will get this reality of salah. So he says, salik un par achhi tarah mash karne ke baad, that a person who's threading the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want this connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the method of doing these sabaks is that a person has to make proper mashk, that is, he has to properly practice on these sabaks that we have learnt already. And after practicing on that now, is sabak par amal is tarah kare. Now on this sabak which we have learned, the second sabak, that is, that with regard to Adniyat, Takbir, Tahreema, Qiyam, all these things, and how we present our request in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this way, a person should practice on this sabak, ke awwal namaz parne mein niyat ko khalis Allah jal jalalu ke liye karte huye Allahu Akbar pe tasawwur kare, karte huye kahe ke ab maine dono jahanon se haath uta liye aur Allah jalla jalalu ke samne hazir ho gaya hu. That a person firstly makes his intention that only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I am standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then a person should think and ponder over what we have learned with regard to Allahu Akbar, that now I stand, I surrender in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I give up both the worlds, and I am here in front of my great master, Allah Rabbul Izzat, the greatest. A person ponders over these things, and you lift your hands, and now you realize you directly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aur khara hone mein bahut adab aur aajizi ikhtiyar kare. And when a person now stands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the kings of all kings, then a person should display extreme humbleness, proper etiquettes, proper adab. That is, you stand in a way that it shows your extreme humbleness and your extreme need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lekin hukam ki ta'meel mein seedha khara ho. In other words, not adab that we think, that if I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with respect, I should be bowing my head down, that is respect. Or I should be looking downwards, like how we, many of us think, that I should keep my head down, etc. No. Completing the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how do we know this command? We have learned from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught how to perform salah, and this chain came down, he taught the sahaba, they taught the tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, and today we learn from our mashayikh, our satiza, etc. That in front of, in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, stand with total respect, And respect not what we will think in our mind, what is respect. Respect that was taught to us by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is, stand up straight, but keep your head focused down. Your eyes should be, not your head, you should be bent down. Your eyes should be focused towards your sajda position, but your head should be straight up. Even when you make sal, even when you make Allahu Akbar, don't bend your head down. Keep your head straight, keep your hand also straight facing Qibla, and just bring your hand, close your thumb towards your ear lobes, Allahu Akbar, and just realize I'm in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from this we realize and understand that adab, respect also, and humbleness is not what we think. It what has been taught to us in our Shariat by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that Allah Ta'ala did not just give us commands and say, fulfill my commands. Allah Ta'ala sent the best, most outstanding practical demonstrator, the best of all, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From this alone we should understand and realize how much shukr shouldn't we be making that we in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of all ummatis, and without deserving it in the least, but without begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without the thinking and pondering over it, Allah has chosen me and you to be the ummatis of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most outstanding personality, that personality who had the greatest respect, who had the greatest humbleness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. So this is what we learn, and where we will learn this from the company of those who have learned it from their friends, that is our honorable illustrious shaykhs, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will learn this from them. So like on one occasion, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu came in the masjid. He saw one person standing in salah, and his head was bowed down like a very humble person, very humble man. So he took the back of his whip that he used to carry around and poked him little in the neck at the back, and he said, stand up straight. A taqwa hauna. Taqwa is in the heart. It's not how you stand. It is the condition of the heart. So we shouldn't fool ourselves. And Hazrat says us also very beautifully that many times those people that are like very, like great Sufis, very soft and humble, they are sometimes dangerous people. So we shouldn't put an outward show of taqwa, outward show of humbleness. We should be a reality. And this humbleness is the condition of the heart, that a person, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you stand up straight, or nazar sajda ki maqam ke par jamai rakhe. And keep your eyes focused. In other words, keep it there, firm at the place of sajda. And just as Hazrat taught us, think that that is where I'm going to lay one day. That is where I'm going into the ground. And I'm going into the sand. Allah Ta'ala made me from sand, I have to go back into the sand. So in this way, when a person stands up, and then a person, Subhanakallahumma ila akhiri parhe, the Subhanakallahumma which we learn, the sana, how you make your salam to Allah Ta'ala, the praises of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala which we learn, and hopefully we did not forget it. We should try and revise it and practice it. And as we explained, try and get the kitab Miftahul Quran and try and learn these duas and the meanings of the surahs of namaz, etc. And then see the enjoyment of namaz. After you have praised Allah, you have made your salam to Allah Ta'ala, your sana. Now Allah Ta'ala has taught us, now present your request. And what was our request? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Surah Fatiha. And now when you're reading Surah Fatiha, now Allahu Akbar. Just think, us waqt khayal kare, ke mujhe Allah Jalla Shanu ke huzuri, ma'iyat, aur ba-hami kalam hasil hoge. Now when you start reading Surah Fatiha, just think, now I am directly, I have been honored with the presence of Allah. I am right in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only right, I am what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is what me. And when I am reading my Surah Fatiha, it's not that I'm just reading and on my own, I'm alone. Baham kalami, there's a dialogue taking place. Between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's dialogue taking place. It's not like a person, he wants to fool somebody, he's got his cell phone, there's no airtime also, but he's talking to somebody. There's nobody on the line on the other side. Like Hazrat explains, many people, they try to impress other people. So one person, he just opened his new office and he just went into his new office sitting there. Now he wants to impress whoever comes, he wants to show them, I'm a very big lani. So he's speaking on the phone and he's talking about this deal, that deal. A gentleman waiting by the door is waiting 10 minutes. Then after 10 minutes, the gentleman asked him, can I come in? He said, yes. Who are you? He says, I am from Telkom, I came to connect your phone. And so he's impressing that person, so it's not here. When you're standing in front of Allah, you're not just talking to yourself. Baham, there's a dialogue taking place. We are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Muslim Sharif riwayat, that when a person says, Alhamdu Sharif, or Baad mein Surah Fatiha, that now you start talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you got the opportunity to talk to Allah. Imagine you get the opportunity to talk to any counselor, any minister, and you alone, how you look forward for that opportunity. And how you release, and then you'll tell everybody about this. Here we're getting opportunity 5 times a day, directly to talk to the kings of all kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah Ta'ala blessing us with His special focus and attention, with love and kindness, Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine, and just then we can just get a brief idea what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Qurratu Aini Fi Salah, the coolness of my eyes in Salah. Imagine when you're standing in front of Allah, your beloved, the creator of love, what enjoyment you get. Now you don't just read your Surah Fatiha, you add a surah to that. And when you add a surah, Allahu Akbar, Arham Sharif aur baad mein surah milane, ye sab kalami ilahi hai, jo mere zuban par jari hai. All this is the words of Allah which Allah Ta'ala taught me. And it's I'm presenting which Allah Ta'ala taught me. I wouldn't have known how to talk to Allah, how to present my needs in front of Allah, how to present my request, with what respect, with what honor in front of the King of Kings. Allah has taught me. And then how kind, the words of Allah are so great. Allah has put it on my tongue. And Allah Ta'ala has made it as if I am saying these words. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah Ta'ala which we can't imagine. And what is this dialogue? A brief idea of this dialogue, Hadith Sharif mein hai, ke jis waqt banda alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen kehta hai, to Khuda Ta'ala farmate hai, ke ye mere bande ne meri tarif ki. When a person says, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, then in return, Allah Ta'ala says, hamidani abdi. My servant has praised me, Allahu Akbar. And whether we praise Allah Ta'ala or not, all praises as we learn belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that Allah Ta'ala is so kind that Allah Ta'ala, or the one usul and principle of Allah Ta'ala which Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem, jaza'u wifaqa. As you do an action, accordingly we will reward you. That whether the whole world says Alhamdulillah or Alhamdu, all praise belongs to Allah, Alhamdulillah. Whether the whole world praises Allah or don't praise, it will not increase the praises of Allah in the slightest bit. And if nobody praises Allah, it will never ever, liyazu billah, decrease the praises of Allah or the status of Allah in the slightest bit. But when Allah gives us the opportunity to say Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala in return makes our spiritual purification. That Allah says, my banda has praised me, so now I will put praiseworthy qualities in him. I will correct his heart. I will take out all the evil qualities. And I will, when we said Subhanallah, Allah is pure, Allah started purifying our hearts already. Now when we say Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala is putting praiseworthy qualities in us already. And as we say Allahu Akbar, we realize these qualities are not mine. It's all from Allah Ta'ala. People can say the world of me, I am nothing. Allah is the greatest. So a person won't even get pride. So anyway, in this way, when you say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that is why ulama has taught that preferably it is that you should read these Surah Fatiha ayats at least one ayat at a time. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And just ponder and think in your mind, Allah Ta'ala is now replying to me, Hamidani Abdi, my Allah has, my banda has praised me. And those that have built their connection with Allah, according to their inner condition, they can actually hear the Allah Ta'ala talking to them. And they hear the sounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, we should have yaqeen, this is the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah Ta'ala is talking me, that Allah Ta'ala says that my banda has praised me. And when a person says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, then Allah Ta'ala says to farmata hai ki ye mere bande ne meri barai bayan ki. Then Allah Ta'ala says Atna alayya abdi, that my servant has made mention and has expressed my greatness, how great am I. When a person says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah Ta'ala replies that you have expressed my greatness and you realize how great am I, Allahu Akbar. Then when a person says Maliki Yawmiddin, further it comes that Allah Ta'ala says Majjadani Abdi,
My Banda has expressed my majesty and realized what a great king I am. And in this way, Allah Ta'ala, does dialogue take place. Then when a Banda says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, kehta hai to Allah Jalla Shanu farmate ki ye mere aur mere bande ke darmiyan hai. This is the request between me and my, this is the equal between me and my banda. Because on the one hand you're saying, Iyaka na'budu, that Allah, only thee alone do we worship. When we realize your greatness, we won't bow down in front of anybody besides you. So this is for Allah Ta'ala. In other words, in this dua, there's a share 50% and 50% for the banda. That when you're saying, oh Allah, we only worship you, but we have no ability, Iyaka nasta'in. We only need your assistance, then only we can come to the masjid, then only we can stand in front of you, then only we can utter these great honorable words you have taught us, so we seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is between me and my banda, that I accept what my banda is presenting himself from me, and I will assist my banda. I will make it easy for him. I will give him tawfiq. Or jo kuch usne manga, khas usi ke waste. And same time Allah Ta'ala says, what he has asked for me, it is specially I will give it to him. I will grant him that. And what we are asking, jab ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina namta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim walad-dallin, kehta hai, to farmata hai ke yeh mere bande ke waste. When we ask, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, Allah, guide us, put us onto the straight path. The path of those people you have favored, not the path of those people who you got angry and they came under your anger, that is the Jews, and those people who have gone astray, the Christians, not that part. Immediately Allah Ta'ala in return replies, this is specially for my servant. He wants to be on the straight path, I will put him on the straight path. I will guide him onto that straight path. Or jo kuch usne manga, wo sab uske liye, whatever he has asked, all that I have granted him already. How kind is Allah? How magnificent, how merciful is Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala taught us how to make the request. And immediately Allah Ta'ala is replying to us that you have asked. I have replied, yes, your request, I'm definitely going to grant your request. And when you know a generous person tells you, no, I will fulfill your request, you're already feeling happy. You're putting your trust. No, he has told me. All the generous people in the world, how generous can they be? And how, what guarantee you got that when you leave, that person is still going to be alive and he's going to fulfill his generosity. Allah Ta'ala will never ever die. Allah Ta'ala's generosity is beyond our imagination. Allah Ta'ala's treasures will never ever diminish. Allah Ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. So for every banda, Allah Ta'ala says, special, all this for you. Particularly from my side, all the special favors to you. Isi tarah baad mein, jo surat sharif padhi jaye, jayegi, usme bhi Allah Ta'ala se hum kalam hone ka dhyan rakhe. Similarly, when you're reading the surat also after surah Fatiha, then also be conscious and be alert and know very well that I am still talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Imam Shafi rahmatullah has mentioned very clearly that if a person stands up in his salah and he recites, he makes tilawat of Quran Sharif in his namaz, and then after that he takes qasam and say, I spoke to Allah, his qasam is not incorrect. His qasam is 100% correct because he spoke, he was in dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How fortunate are we to be in dialogue with the kings of all kings. When a person realizes this, won't you leave all your work and rush to namaz? Won't you leave everything and I've got a special appointment? We tell anybody that now I got an appointment. Even your close friend came, say, but I got an appointment. If we realize what an important appointment salat is, then we'll leave everything one side. Even our most beloved wife will say, now it's my appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You my beloved, but who gave you? Who gave me dear? Who gave you to me? My Allah. So let me go and show my respects and let me go and make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Sufi Iqbal sahab says here in the end of this lesson, Malhuza, an important point to take note, is sabak ki puri mashk, jab tak hasbe sabik na kare, agla sabak na shuru kare. Hazrat says, until you never make mashk and practice on the sabak, like the previous sabak, then you shouldn't go ahead to the next sabak. In other words, that is, Hazrat explains us, our honorable illustrious Sheikh, that is actually how this lesson is supposed to take place. Then after every lesson, we're supposed to practice upon it. Till it's not in us, then we shouldn't be moving ahead. But then we shouldn't finish the kitab. It's only 30 days in the month of Ramadan, and then this kitab not every day.
We do it, but the Jumba and Yomul Ahad, there's no time to do it. So, that is why we're doing it just quickly, but we should keep in our mind and try and after that get the CDs also, try and revise it and try and practice on it and bring it into our lives. Then see the enjoyment of Salah. That was the Surah Fatiha, basically what we just read the meaning. Our Hazrat explains that our Dada Shaykh, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to give the Ashikana Tarjuma, the Ashikana explanation of Surah Fatiha, the loving explanation of Surah Fatiha. One is you said, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, you just know all praises belongs to Allah Ta'ala, who is the Rabb, creator, sustainer of all the universes. What is the loving tarjuma of that? So when a person is saying, Ya Allah Ta'ala taught us, Alhamdulillah, all praise belongs only to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And why? Allah Ta'ala has given the answer immediately there, that Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah Ta'ala is that great being who has brought all the universes. Rabb means that great being who has brought everything from non-existence into existence. It was not existing at all. That is why Allah Ta'ala reminds us, Hal atala al-insan heenu min ad-dahr lam yakun shay'an maskura. That, O human being, now I have given you ability. I brought you from non-existence into existence. I brought you from, last night we read the ayat how Allah Ta'ala explains, Allah alladhi khalaqakum min du'f, summa ja'ala min ba'di du'fin quwwa. Allah made you when you were very weak. Small child, so weak, you couldn't even move a limb. You didn't know what's happening. Allah gave you strength. Then Allah Ta'ala again bring you back to weakness. And then Allah Akbar, Allah Ta'ala gives you strength again. And then Allah will make you weak again. All this we should ponder. This is all from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So Allah says, when I gave you this ability, now you're strong. Now you got no time to ponder. Once upon a time I was not existing. Who gave me this existence? And Hazrat gives a beautiful example that if a person who's gone to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, many people are gone, the hearts are also there. But your friend, he went, you didn't tell him anything. But when he came back, he brought a topi for you from Makkah Sharif. He brought a rumal for you, a nice scarf for you. How happy you got. See, you thought of me in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. And how you will thank him, you talk about him. You tell your friends, you tell your wife. And Hazrat says, no problem. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught, مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. If you didn't learn to thank people, where are you going to learn to thank Allah? Because this person is in front of you, so you thank him. But Hazrat says, don't be just short-minded, and don't just be limited in your intelligence, that you thank him, Jazakallah, that you brought this topi for me, this nice scarf. But did we ever think that I should thank that great being, my Rabb, who gave me this head free of charge? If I didn't have the head, where should I put the topi? If I didn't have this head of mine, where should I put my scarf? And even if I had a head, and my head was empty, no brains in my head, then also what should I do with that scarf? Somebody gave me the scarf, I got no brains, what I'll do? Wipe my shoes, whatever. And then also not only Allah Ta'ala put my brains in my head, Allah Ta'ala gave me full brains. Allah Ta'ala didn't give me 5 bob short that I'm little, like a mad person. People make jokes of me. People make fun of me. Then also Allah Ta'ala did not just give me full brains and left my brains loose in my head. Allah tightened my screws also properly. Allah taught my screws also properly. And my screws are not little loose. And don't think we have screws that you go home and you check your wife's screws, that sometimes she says like this, her screws are little loose. No. It means how Allah Ta'ala has granted us all this free of charge. And perfectly Allah Ta'ala has praised him. Today we get astonished. I did this. But who gave us this brains? In a split moment Allah Ta'ala can twitch one flow of blood in your brain. And one small clog and you can't think anymore. Brain hemorrhage, forget things, you can't move, you can't do anything. So Allah Ta'ala is our Rabb, that great being. And not only Allah gave us brains and free of charge, then Allah Ta'ala gave us eyes. What magnificent eyes Allah Ta'ala gave us. What beautiful eyes, that this eye, Allahu Akbar, that's a whole subject on his own, that a person just ponders and thinks, that this eye, all today people boast about this camera and that camera, what all the latest technology, but the camera of the eye, nobody can still manufacture till today. That the small eye, in a split moment, you take a picture of the huge mountain, the oceans, everything, and that camera, that picture already is captured in the back of your mind.
After 2 weeks or something, you want to think of that picture, you just bring it forward. There it's in your eye. That eye captured it in a small. That eye, small eye. And what sees in the eye is just the pupil. That pupil has seen such a huge scene. And it has taken it into its mind. And but on the other hand, if one small speck of that mountain, that is a small drop of sand, has to just fall into your eye. Now your eye can't see anymore. Allahu Akbar. Look how Hazrat says so beautifully that look at the Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Our eyes are right next to one another. But anybody tell today, can your one eye see your other eye? Besides looking into the mirror, you can't see, your one eye can't see the other eye, yet it is so close to us. And like Hazrat says, we think we know so much, but we can't even see our eye next to us. We can't even see our nose properly. So anyway, that is our Rabb. Allah is that Rabb that not only Allah brought us into existence, Allah Ta'ala is sustaining us. And Allah Ta'ala is nourishing us. And not only me and you, and not only billions of human beings, Allah Ta'ala is nourishing Alameen, all the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The entire creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is taking care. Every split moment, whatever is the needs of all the creation, Allah Ta'ala is taking care of. All the diet of all the creation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As Hazrat explained so beautifully, if you invite somebody for a meal, or you give dawah to your family members, and then they start phoning the family at home, well, somebody phoned that we're coming for the dawah, but I'm diabetic, so please make little different food for me. So the wife say, okay, we'll try, we'll make. Then after a while, another phone call comes that I'm a high blood patient, that make different meals for me. Now, she's getting a bit worried. Oh, she said, we'll try. Another person phoned, I got too much cholesterol. Then she'll tell the husband, rather tell them, cancel the dawah. Where are we going to? But Allah Rabbul Izzat, every day is giving the diet of every different creation of His. Allahu Akbar. And how fortunate are we? Allah has given us variety is the spice of life. On our dastarkhan, every other creation is eating one. His same diet every day. Allah gives us variety. And we don't even thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat explains, Allah, and this is only and only the Qudrat of Allah. Our Khaliq, our Malik, Allah Ta'ala who is our creator. Allah Ta'ala who is our owner. Allah Ta'ala takes care of us. And nobody can do this work of feeding the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can't feed ourselves. Allah alone is Razzaq. And Razzaq means that great being who won't just come deliver your food to you. Will make sure that food goes down into your mouth and into your digestive system. And thus only and only Allah Ta'ala has got the ability. On one occasion, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam requested Allah Rabbul Izzat that, oh Allah, I also want to feed your creation. Dawat, 1 month, give me the opportunity, I can feed your whole creation. Allah Ta'ala says, Sulaiman alayhi salam, that is beyond you. That is not your work. You can never, although I made you the king of the world, and not just the king of the world, the king of all the jinnats also. What a force he had, what an army he had, the king of all the animals, the king of the winds also. He had control of the winds and everything. So yeah, he was controlling the whole world. And everything Allah Ta'ala gave him control. Still Allah Ta'ala told him, it's not within your ability. So he begged Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, 1 week at least, let me give dawah to the creation. Allah says, that is also beyond your ability. It's impossible. It's not within your ability. That is solely my. And I have taken the responsibility. And free of charge, those who don't even think of Allah, those aliyaz billah who say they don't believe in Allah, even for them Allah Ta'ala all the time gives them their food, their nourishment. Then finally Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, oh Allah, okay, 1 meal at least give me. So Allah Ta'ala says, okay, we'll give you opportunity, see if you can. It's not within your ability even 1 meal, but you prepare for that 1 meal. We give you 1 month's chance. And in some narrations it comes 1 year's chance. That was all, and what a force he had. Jinnats and men and what animals, what a force he had. So how much he must have prepared. All those jinnats gathering the food for that whole month or for that whole year. When he was ready, then he made dua, Allah, I'm ready for the occasion. Send your creation to come for the meal, come for the dawat. Allah Ta'ala sent 1 huge fish from the ocean. 1 fish came, and what 1 morsel, it ate up all that food he prepared for the whole month, or for the whole year. And then he asked, I want more. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, what kind of mehman you? What kind of guest? You ate everything and you still want more? He says, my Allah gives me every day 3 times this amount of food. Allah Akbar. So that is our Allah. How Allah Ta'ala, that is our Rabb. So when a person is saying, Rabbul Alameen, now just think, our Rabb, our Allah. How kind are you? How magnificent are you? And how Allah Ta'ala is blessing us. And then on the other hand, Allah Akbar, our Rabb is that great being who's all the time with us. Our Rabb, if the more you create your connection with Allah, not only in namaz is Allah with you, Allah Ta'ala will be with you all the time. Like Hazrat says, our Dada Sheikh says so beautifully, used to give this example, that sometimes you see two children, they are fighting, and normally children start fighting. After that, the child says that, you hit me, one child bully the other child, say, I'm going to call my Abba. I'm going to run to call my Abba. So he runs to call his Abba, his father. And when the one father comes to sort out his child's problem, he sees the other Abba is also coming. And he sees that man is a bigger wrestler than me. Quickly he tells his son, no, you mustn't fight. Don't worry, this is because he's too scared. And then Hazrat says, people like myself, we don't have an Abba. Our Abba is gone to the cupboard. Now who am I going to call? I turn to my Rabba. My Rabba is with me all the time. My Allah is with me. And my Allah, all the big wrestlers in the world can come. My Allah Ta'ala is not scared for anybody. My Allah Ta'ala's force is so great. So when I build my connection with my Rabba, then I'm not scared. The whole world can get together. They can't cause me harm in the least bit. And the whole world can get together. They can't benefit me in the least bit. So when a person like this just thinks lightly of these meanings as you're reading Rabbul Alameen. And oh Allah, you are the sustainer of all the universes. Not 1 or 2, not 10 or 20, not 1,000 or 2,000. Mufassirin have written there are some like over 80,000 universes, which is beyond our imagination, mind-boggling. So now when a person thinks that Rabb is so great, he's such a magnificent, great creator, he's got control, he's got such might and power, a person like that might be a dictator. Like in this world, any person gets little authority. And today forget, and a person got authority like his own, he's ruling the country. One ordinary job you get. You're just working in one government department. You think, no, I'm the authority. I'm the police force here. You listen to me. I will tell you what to do. This authority, but the moment the person of above authority comes to him, then he miles down immediately. Immediately he starts, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, Hazrat says that when he thinks to himself that I am a person of such status, I am a director of this company, I own this, I own that, then I'm a minister, and now I'm gone up to the state president. There's nobody like me. But you go in a jungle, and when a lion comes in front of you, now all that disappears. Because you know there's somebody with greater force in front of you. You forget all your force one side. But Allahu Akbar, when Allah Ta'ala says that Allah is Rabb, Allah has got that full authority and power, then a person might think Allah Ta'ala is very mighty and Allah Ta'ala has got authority, so Allah Ta'ala is very forceful. Allah Ta'ala is God, just shows his authority as he likes. Immediately Allah Ta'ala consoles and says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. No, although we got this authority and we are the sole power, but our authority we use with extreme kindness, extreme mercy. Allah Ta'ala is very, very kind, very merciful. And Allah Ta'ala has shown here that Ar-Rahman, the Rahman and Rahim, almost the same meaning, that the mercy of Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is showing that Rahman is general, it's arm. For all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is those who believe in Allah, those who don't believe in Allah. In this world, in akhirat also. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah. That the rahmah, the mercy of Allah is manifest in this world also and in the hereafter. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great that what we see, the mercies of all the parents, all the mothers, all the fathers of animals, human beings, how much they love their children, their small ones. This is not even an iota of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this mercy, Rahman, means that mercy which is general. And on the other hand, it is that mercy that has got some type of pain or difficulty in it. It is mercy, but there's some type. Like a person gets sick, he has to drink medicine. The medicine is bitter. You don't like to drink that. But when you drink that medicine, Allah Ta'ala puts cure. So with that little difficulty in there, that mercy is there. A person, he's got a heart attack, he has to go for a bypass, There is mercy, he'll go for that operation, inshallah. But the moment he hears, but forget the operation itself, when he hears the price, put down to 300,000, now he has to get another bypass before that bypass. And anyway, so that difficulty of 300,000 you have to present. But after that operation, Allah Ta'ala puts cure. Now your problem is sorted out. So Rahman is that mercy which is general for Muslims, non-Muslims, animals. Allah Ta'ala with that mercy is feeding the scorpions also. Feeding the and every split moment we are in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we are sitting quite comfortable. Everybody is at ease. You don't know, 1 minute, just one wind can come and the ceiling can come down. Then what will happen? A person is standing against the wall and you think, I'm comfortable. One command of Allah and that wall falls down. What happens? And today we see so many times a person is lying on his bed, he had a good sleep. He wants to get up in the morning. He's telling his wife, my back is stuff. I can't move. What's wrong? His nerve is twitch. He does it. And now he's going for test over test. Test over test. He does. So every split moment, every one of us, we are totally in need of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this mercy is general for all. And all the creation of Allah in dunya and akhirat. But this mercy comes with little difficulty also. With little pain also. On the other hand, Allah says, I'm Rahim also. If you work to build your connection with me, and the more you build your connection, the more you become my obedient servant, and the more you stay away from my disobedience, then I encompass you with my mercy which is special. Rahim means the special mercy of Allah, which is that mercy that's got no pain whatsoever. That mercy that's only got enjoyment. And that mercy is only special for the very special friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mu'mineen and kamileen. So it depends on us, Hazrat says, how much, which mercy we want. We want the general mercy of Allah, then we'll have to go through some pain also. So if we want the special mercy of Allah, and everybody, if presents are given out, and then they say, this is a special present for so and so, everybody's mouth is watering, I wish I can get that special present. So here Allah Ta'ala has made it open. Whoever wants my special mercy, you just work to build your connection with me and I'll grant you my special mercy. In this world also Allah will take care of your needs. In akhirat, this mercy of Rahim is only special for the true perfect believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you encompass us. Allah is not that dictator that Allah Ta'ala doesn't listen. Allah says, I'm Rahman, I'm Rahim, and I will grant you the special mercy if you realize and you beg for this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala will grant us a special mercy. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah Ta'ala, remember, Allah Ta'ala is very kind, very merciful. But on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala, your reality of whatever you did in this world, you'll see on the day of Qiyamah. That day Allah is not the judge of the day of Qiyamah. Malik, Allah is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Like in this world we see, you get judges, they can only give judgment according to the law book and what is presented in the law. But then you get the state president who's got a certain authority that sometimes a person, all the courts, he goes to the highest court in the country also, and still they have judged that no, you are worthy to be sentenced. You have to go for that sentence. Now that person has lost all avenues, but he thinks that no, there's still one avenue. Let me go and plead for amnesty to the state president, and let me go with some people to intercede for me. So they go to the state president. Then he thinks, oh, this person is really remorseful. He wants to change his life. He says, okay, we'll remove that sentence. We'll take it away. So the judge doesn't have that authority. The state president to a great degree has got that authority to do that. Allah Rabbul Izzat is the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah will not just make judgment. Allah Ta'ala can make judgment as Allah Ta'ala decides. And in the judgment of Allah, there's only and only justice. Every type of justice we will see. So much so, Hazrat explained yesterday also, that even animals, if one goat who had horns butted another goat without horns on the day of Qiyamah, that goat didn't have horns, he'll be given horns, say, take your revenge. After that revenge, he'll be disintegrated into sand. So Allah Ta'ala is that owner of the day of Qiyamah, and kama tadinu tudan. As you do, so you will see your results on the day of Qiyamah. So if we turn and build our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see how Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Now after you have praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you have realized the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now Allah ta'ala says, ask from me, beg from me what you want. And here Allah ta'ala is teaching us how to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the method of begging from Allah? Even the method of making dua, Allah ta'ala is teaching us in Surah Fatiha. When you want to beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the method in this world also, you go to any generous person, any person of status, and you want your needs, the first thing, don't just present your need. Praise that person. Talk good about him. Or talk good about his children, his close associates. Tell him your son is like this. You just talk about his son, he gets happy. That he's talking about my son like this. He's talking about my friend, my brother like this. So he gets happy. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us in our du'as also. Firstly, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The praise, when you praise Sana'ul Kareem du'aun, when you praise a honorable person, that is du'a already. You first praise Allah, then talk about his great friends, that is the greatest Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sawsam. So read durood upon Nabi Sawsam, and the best and most encompassing durood is durood Ibrahim. But read any durood, that is first praise Allah Ta'ala's friends, that is Nabi Sawsam, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You praise them, then Allah Ta'ala gets happy. Now when you praise Allah, you praise his friends, Allah gets happy, and then now you realize, you say, you express your uselessness in front of Allah. Oh Allah, I'm full of faults. Please forgive me. Ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now present your need. And what need we have got, Allah ta'ala knows our need the best. And every need, in every way we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, we'll just come to that point just now. After you've presented your need, now when you end your dua again, now again, read durood, talk about Allah Ta'ala's great friends, and praise them again, Allah gets happy. And you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you end your dua, Allah Ta'ala definitely accepts the dua. Ya Allah Ta'ala has taught us, after Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in, that oh Allah, we need your help. And we, in every way we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether a person physically he needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mentally he needs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Monetary you need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your health, in your wealth. Anything, emotionally also. Sometimes a person just all of a sudden, a fear comes into his heart that what will happen, and his phobia comes. Now he suffers from a phobia. What will happen to me? And today, generally people are suffering from this depression because we don't have connection with Allah. And unnecessary thoughts, if I get a heart attack, what will happen? And this is the forces of shaitan to fool us. If you don't have medical aid, if you don't have insurance, what will happen to you? So this phobia comes into you. So Allah Ta'ala says, I will come to your assistance. You beg me all your help, whatever you need, monetary, physically, emotionally, and then not only in dunya, in deen also we need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every split moment we have to beg, oh Allah, keep us on sirat-i-mustaqim. And this is only Allah Ta'ala's special favor, that Allah Ta'ala's tajalli, that is Allah Ta'ala's special focus, according to the beautiful qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explains the qualities like the 99 names of Allah we read, that is only in one hadith. Allah has got far more greater names than that also. But those 99 names is like a keyboard. And as you press one button on that keyboard, if you press the A, you'll see on your screen an A comes up. If you press another button, B, that will come up. So whatever name of Allah you press, it's like a light that will appear. If you say Al-Hadi, oh Allah, you the one who guide me, Allah's focus of guidance will come. So we that we have got Iman, we are sitting here, it is only and only the kindness of the mercy of Allah's tajalli of Al-Hadi upon us. That Allah is what is guidance, Allah Ta'ala is guiding us. And we should be begging that, oh Allah, all the time, you keep the tajalli of Al-Hadi upon us. If Allah decides in a split moment, Allah puts a focus of Al-Mudil, that we lead you astray, then a person who loved Iman, you'll see in a split moment, now he gets inclined to Salafism, he starts talking good about Christianity, start talking good about Judaism or something, Allah Ta'ala save us all. So in deen also, every moment, we need the special assistance and help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Like Hazrat says so beautifully, even you see when people come and collect from your shop, or your collector comes to a person, a businessman, and he realizes this is a very big businessman, he's generous, he'll give me. But when he went there, then he saw this person just gave him a meager amount. In his heart he felt bad and he wanted to tell him, Hazrat says, don't feel bad. At that time he got no ability to give you. Allah Ta'ala's focus of Al-Mani, that Allah Ta'ala was pulling back, that was on him. So even if he wanted to give you, he just did only that amount gave. And sometimes a person, you don't expect anything and he gives you a good amount and you should be grateful to him. But actually it is Allah Ta'ala's focus of Al-Mu'ti, that Allah Ta'ala is focusing that quality of his, that now he just opens his heart and gives. And after that he even says, I don't know how come I gave that person so much. So just focus, so all the time. And our greatest need is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Ihdina Sirat-e-Mustaqim. That Allah put us on the straight path. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize that how we need to beg Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And what is our greatest need, Allah Ta'ala has taught us. And Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity right in the court of Allah. And Allah is saying, what you beg from me, I will give you. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to focus in this way and do this practice inshallah. And Allah Ta'ala improve our salah every rakah that we read inshallah. Subhanallah.